Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I've been seeing in the weather and now into the news, talking about smoke, Canadian wildfire smoke, and this has become an annual development. In fact, we've got even a statewide air quality alert that took effect, will take effect in 15 minutes and stay in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So this is kind of an, I don't remember this from years gone by, but it's become an annual happening, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it has. Yeah, I think just with the climate changing the way it has, and you know, we're drier, we're prone to more extreme weather sorts of things, and I think we're just getting caught in this now. So
it seemed like we used to hear about the California wildfires just about every year, but now the Canadians have become regular, and then some of the impact, particularly on people with respiratory conditions, that's a concern. So
yep, exactly.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yep.
All right, well, hit the road yesterday all the way to Wisconsin Rapids. Boy, they have a beautiful, it's the Rapid Area Sports Complex. They have, like, artificial turf, baseball and softball fields. This, it's a good setup. I mean, the people, Chi-Hi won the game 11-3, but
nice.
They came out going, boy, could we kind of upgrade our conditions at Casper to that same
level.
Sure.
Yeah, nice. Wisconsin Rapids is one of those cities I hear about all the time, but I don't know that I could easily locate it on a map of Wisconsin.
It's pretty like close to Stevens Point, actually. So.
Yeah, which I don't know if I could. I probably could find Stevens Point. You know, but I think there's just some of those where they're just in the middle of the state, and I have no idea where.
Well, and that's when Stevens Point, I mean, isn't it like you think about something kind of centrally located where you can have gatherings?
Right.
And you know, trying to bring people together. So I've been home to Century Insurance for a lot of years. So one of the things I'm thinking about this morning is acceptance. Like the, I know it's the beginning of the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the acceptance. What?
The willingness to accept.
Yeah. Grant me the, now all of a sudden I'm blanking out on it. I say it all the time. God grant me the Serenity
God
to accept.
Grant me the willingness to accept the things I cannot change. The courage to change the things I can, and the
wisdom to know the difference.
To know the difference.
I think it starts with the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things. But anyhow, how do you do that? I mean, it is certainly like there's so much in life, and I think it's a daily exercise, right? It really is, because you look at things and go, there's so much personally, professionally, globally that you might want to change, and yet, for starters, that is the way it is.
Right, and I think that for me the challenge is it can be just so much. You know, I think it's there's just so much, and how do you kind of pick up one thing that maybe you can have an impact upon and carry that one thing rather than trying to look and change the entire world in a day. You know,
right.
I think we make changes in increments.
When the latter part of that, the courage to change the things I can. I mean, I think right what precedes it is you go, but I want to try to change everything from the weather to, you know, you name it, and accepting that little that you maybe could change.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's definitely the case.
Like for me, I should make out a to-do list, and I need to do that. But that's just
You got to put that on your to-do list.
I know.
Make
exactly.
a to-do list, number one.
Oh, you know, you've said that little gag where somebody's like, all I need is a round to it. So when I get a round to it, I can do it. So
yep, exactly.
We got a lot of verses today. Titus 2:11-14. Can we do it?
Sure. It says, for the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people, and we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, cleanse us, and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds.
Yeah, this is a great passage. I think Titus 2:11-12, real famous. We've added 13 and 14. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, you say this, in my son, grace appeared magnificently, and he brought salvation for all people. Everyone's welcome in my kingdom. Citizenship invites you to a whole new way of living, no longer driven by worldly passions or unrighteousness. By my spirit, you can live a self-controlled life. Because of my spirit within you, you can live with holiness right now. Heaven's already started, even as you wait in hope for my son's glorious return. He has redeemed you from lawlessness and purified you by his blood, but you will be fully present with him when he comes back. Diligently pursue goodness and godliness. Final thought, head us into the weekend here.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes we think about heaven as something that's coming down the pike, but you know, we are citizens right now, and we can live in a different way than what we see happening in the world around us.
Well said. Thank you, right. Friend, and see you at breakfast tomorrow. All right, there we go. Our buddy Jason Kanz on WWIB. All right, birthdays, anniversaries, our promise of the day. Happy 11th anniversary to Caleb and Lindsay Swenson. Yeah, happy anniversary to them. I remember being there that Friday night. They tied the knot in Barron 11 years ago. Today, it was a Friday, and here it is a Friday again. Happy anniversary, and Caleb's sister Promise getting married tomorrow. So, pretty cool. So, happy anniversary to that wonderful couple that we love and appreciate very much. Our question in the morning, we're going to go deeper with you later in the half hour, but to the listeners more broadly is, what's a favorite group or artist of yours from days gone by? I said, Stephen Curtis Chapman, my favorite artist, but for him, probably my favorite that fits into that question. We've had answers already this morning of 33 Miles and Avalon and Keith Green, and we've heard from all of them, so we want to hear from the listeners. 715-396-1670. What's a favorite group or artist that maybe isn't making music anymore? All right, the Whip Wake Up Show on a Friday. Halvo and Sam today. Caleb away. Happy anniversary to he and Lindsay, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. 11 years. All right, so talking with you yesterday, and I came to realize more than I ever had. I knew you were a Carmen fan, but wow, you were a fan, Sam Everly, of CCM that predates you. Like, you may have been born in 2002, you're 23 years old, but what led to that?
You know, it was interesting, and I think how this conversation came about was, of course, a very long road trip
over to Wisconsin Rapids.
So, yeah, Halvo and I had a lot of time to talk about these things. And of course, I got to thinking about it after you first raised the question. Then I go home last night, and as I'm falling asleep, I'm like, why is that? You know, like asking it to myself. And really, I think what it comes down to was a lot of my upbringing.
Uh-huh.
And so I was homeschooled all the way through. And so, you know, a lot of times people will put homeschoolers into this like stereotype, like, oh, you know, you don't know how to make friends and your siblings are your best friends. And now, yes, some of my siblings are some of my best friends. There is some truth to that. But also it did mean that, yes, we were home a lot, right? Uh-huh. I mean, that's where we did school. We had we hobby farmed, we had animals and whatnot.
Huh.
But what that also meant was that, you know, being home and doing school throughout the day in and day out, it meant that we listened to a lot of music.
Okay.
You know, and so we would try and dial back things like the TV and, mm-hmm. you know, watching shows and movies and such. And we'd try to kind of pull away from that, but then we would listen. We'd listen. We always had something playing. Years prior, my dad and then my late biological mother, they had purchased these Boston speakers. And these stereo speakers, and they just kind of had those connected to our five-track CD system. And so we constantly had CDs just rotating in and out of that thing. And that was where kind of my love now for so many of these artists came from.
Yeah.
Was listening to just all of these CDs over and over and over again all throughout my childhood.
So the question for the listeners that is birthed out of that is, what's a favorite artist or group of yours from days gone by? Maybe somebody who's gone to be with the Lord, like Keith Green, Vicky and Eau Claire said, or maybe a group like Avalon or 33 Miles that just isn't making the tunes anymore. Caleb and I both said, hey, we were fans of Cademan's Call. Wish they would have stayed out there longer. Keith and Owen also said Dallas Home. How about for you? We know Carmen.
Oh, boy. Yeah, another person asked me that recently, uh-huh. and so I'm more prepared for this question now, but I would have, if I were to pick one and just stick with that one, I would have to say Michael W. Smith.
Okay.
And there's just, he holds that special place in my heart because I think out of all of the CCM exposure I had as a child, that's who I got the most from. And so, and I was thinking too, I was just trying to think back and think, how early does that go? I remember And we didn't move from, so the first place I ever, the first home I remember living in was in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I remember as a little, like, 3 or 4 year old kid driving past Lambeau Field, and my parents saying that was a big deal. I didn't know why, but it, I guess they were right. And so
kind of.
I remember those things. And there was this Christmas album by Michael W. Smith called Christmas Time.
Mm-hmm.
We play songs from it. I play songs from it around Christmas. And there's this, there's track on there. It's Jingle Bells. And it's like one of my favorite versions of Jingle Bells. But there was this one time, I have this memory, I had to have been 4 years old, maybe. And I asked my mom, this one time we were playing the CD, if I could just sit on the couch in our living room, and if she could just take that Jingle Bells track and just put it on repeat.
Wow.
And I remember, as a little kid, I just laid on the couch, and Jingle Bells by Michael W. Smith just played over and over, and I basked.
Yeah, right.
In just that. And so I guess my love for Smitty just continues, right? And so, and some of, a lot of the songs that I'm finding now, you know, that go back to the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, you know, some of these I'm going back and I'm finding, right? And I'm hearing these for the first time, and it takes me back to, you know, listening to him when I was a kid.
Let's try to find that song for after the 7:30 weather. But for now, our question to the listeners on the listener line, 715-396-1670. What's a favorite group or artist of yours from days gone by? Let us know. 715-396-1670. The Wib Wake Up Show, always interactive.
We did hear from Cliff from Spooner. He said Third Day, specifically Revival.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got this one up ready for you to go.
Very good.
Mr. Cliff. Well, coming up next is headlines here, and we know here at WWIB that you all lead busy lives, and that's okay because we keep track of it for you, whether it's sports or news or pop culture, and we kind of just consolidate it all into what we call here on a Friday morning headlines, and here we go.
United Airlines says it will require passengers to check in at least 45 minutes before their flights.
This gives the airline more time to lose your luggage.
Great.
Researchers say the ideal bedroom temperature for sleeping is 67 degrees.
Now my wife can scientifically justify why she steals all the blankets.
Give it back. Mm-hmm.
According to a report, the skinniest states are Hawaii and Colorado.
You lose a lot of weight out swimming sharks and out running bears.
Yep.
Health experts say 7 out of 10 adults don't regularly exercise, and nearly 4 in 10 aren't physically active at all.
The rest say they exercise every day, but that's only if doing curls with a remote control count.
For fastest results, use the universal control.
Mm. Around 5.2 billion people are expected to take at least one airplane flight this year.
And only about a dozen will actually listen to the flight attendant's safety briefing.
That may be high.
A survey finds a third of husbands check with their wives before touching the thermostat.
I don't have to check with mine. The post-it note on the thermostat reads, "Don't touch."
Or else.
And finally, this Friday morning, the first mass-produced flying car will go on sale in 2026.
Great. Now we'll have road rage at 10,000 feet. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. And so, Mark, we just kind of have all of these coming in here, all these different requests as we're talking about the CCM and those artists that are near and dear to your heart, maybe artists you grew up with that you were exposed to during your early childhood, maybe, or kind of whenever they were around and you were around. And so those are just kind of screaming in here. We'll see what we can get squeezed in as we continue on with the show. Now, this is interesting. So one thing that Halvo and I had talked about and that kind of triggered part of this discussion yesterday on the road was I had mentioned that on Sundays, if I can, I love to tune in the afternoons because Christian Music Rewind.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, one of our 20 Christ-centered programs sponsored by Wib Incorporated, and Sunday afternoons for a couple of hours. And it's all of the just the classics. And I think one of their slogans for the program is the songs you used to hear on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And what was amazing was this past weekend, I'm listening and it's Shawn Michaels, I believe, who runs that program.
Uh-huh.
And he says at one point, he says he takes all these requests in. He has people call in and ask if they can play things on Christian Music Rewind.
Yeah.
And he said, we had a request from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Okay.
From a Nancy, and she requested a Carmen song.
Huh.
And I'm seeing here, we kind of have, and so I'm like, wait a minute. Is
the
this
same
the
Nancy?
Nancy from
Campbell,
Music
I think.
Rewind.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's cool to me. And also, I can always get behind.
This is
a
Nancy
Carmen
from
song.
La Crosse, who came up and was a volunteer with us in the Christmas parade we were in Chippewa Falls last year.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Well, Nancy, I always, as you might know by now, I always can appreciate the Carmen. And so that's kind of how we pull out of this break here. We're heading towards the weather at the bottom, but we have a lot more requests too. We had Jan Eckler say Michael Card. We even heard Micah Tyler. We could get in some Micah Tyler probably. We heard Wayne Watson. We have one, and we'll see what all we can get squeezed in here, but we're going to keep moving.
And I'm pulling on your shirt saying, what about for him, all hail the power of Jesus' name. So you've got a lot,
that's
you've
right,
got a lot of people
right.
pulling
and
on.
Then, and Havel just kind of buries me with the request here.
It's
so,
their shortest song.
we're going to see what we can do. Here's Carmen to kind of kick this off here, moving towards weather at the bottom. It's the prayer anthem. This one's for Nancy. At this time, heading into the best of the week, and I've heard Caleb call this Mark's labor of love, Halvo's labor of love, as he kind of puts together and kind of highlights and recaps the Wib Wake Up show from throughout the week here. And a little bit of a shorter week just because with the holiday and everything. And so here you have it, the best of the week put together from Mark Alverson.
The Irvine Park Zoo in Chippewa Falls announcing the arrival of new residents. They report they've taken in a pair of 8-week-old red foxes and a pair of 11-month-old porcupines. In addition to hissing cockroaches and a tarantula. Were there folks clamoring for hissing cockroaches?
You know, you've heard me talk about Rebecca Reynolds, author, thinker, and she, when she was growing up, raised hissing cockroaches.
Really?
So, yeah, apparently it's a big thing.
Brandon Cruz, who was, oh boy, this is a huge feel-old birthday. Brace yourself. Remember Little Eddie on the courtship of Eddie's father with Bill Bixby as the dad? The late Bill Bixby, who went on to play the Hulk, you know, Bruce Banner. Brandon Cruz, who played Eddie on The Courtship of Eddie's Father, is 63. Ah, scream. Our hint is that probably most of you have not seen one of these for a long time.
Hi, this is Courtney from Wraith Lake.
Courtney, go ahead.
Is it a phone booth?
Is it a phone booth? What makes you think phone booth?
You mean like a payphone?
Yeah, it's like a payphone.
Like
yeah.
Superman changes in that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Is it a phone booth, Courtney from Rice Lake?
Courtney, it wasn't a phone booth, but it was a payphone. You're a winner.
Just like that. That's all there is to it.
Way to go, Courtney.
It is, of course, May 28th. This is the day in 1983 I walked the aisle of Salvation Army Church. It was a Saturday night, about 8:30, quarter to 9, something like that at night. The only Salvation Army church service I've ever been to. We were looking for a place to live. I had my freshman year in college. Got accepted into the Southwestern Company. I know their slogan. I still remember it. Building character in young people since 1868, which is a long time ago. And part of the way they build that character is you got up at 6 in the morning, took a cold shower, met for breakfast. We're out there selling books from 8 in the morning till 9:30 at night. Wow. Yeah. Well, it lasted about a month on that. I found out my parents were getting divorced about a weekend, but all sorts of things happened. But that's where I had a born-again experience on this day 42 years ago.
Fly ball to deep right. It is way back. First career walk-off home run for Yanni. And it is grand.
Jeff Levering on FanDuel Sports Network last night. The first career walk-off home run for Brewers superstar Christian Yelich. As you heard, it was a grand slam.
Join us on Sunday, June 8th, for our first Avenue Orchard Birthday Jam from 3 to 6 p.m. If June is your birthday month, you get a free apple cider slushy or float, or try the Avenue Works. An apple cider slushy float plus hot fudge and caramel sundae, complete with whipped cream and a dab of our caramel apple jam.
As a guy who has a June birthday, Ronnie has gotten my attention with that June 8th deal, the Avenue Orchard Works. Wow.
I know, for sure.
And we are joined by our friend Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee.
And rhubarb's in season right now. One of the things that Julie asked me to talk about is get your old berries used up now with your rhubarb. because then you'll have room in your freezer for a fresh crop of berries.
Good idea.
Yeah. Anything else that your wonderful wife Julie wants to make sure we mention here before we let you go?
Boy, if you haven't had the opportunity to meet my wife, I am such a blessed man to have married so well. She keeps me on task. She's the brains out here of at least half of what goes on. And she really doesn't get enough credit.
Wrapping up the best of the week. There you go. Put together by our very own Mark Halverson.
Yeah, Farmer John closing it out with a salute to his wife.
There you go. Okay, we're about 8 minutes until the 9 o'clock. And what I'm going to try and do is get as many of these requests in.
You're kind of overwhelmed.
We got a lot, and that's awesome. Uh-huh. I mean, probably won't be able to get to all of these. But
you could continue this on Saturday.
I could. I definitely could. I do want to at least mention some of these. So, actually, Bob from Rice Lake. And is that good friend of yours, Bob? Is that this guy?
Okay. Come, birthday Bob, Packer Bob. He's the best.
There you go. But he was saying in his message, this wonderful idea to bring back the golden oldies. And he says, nothing compares by Third Day. It was produced 24 years ago. I just wanted to say that's something. And then he follows up by saying probably about the same year Sam was born. And what's funny is when I go back and I love my Christian music history, right? Uh-huh. I find a song and I'm like, okay, what year did it come out? And what album was it associated with? And a lot of times I will say like, oh, that came out like the same year I did, uh-huh. or that was released 2 years before I was or whatever. And so it's just kind of fun. For that, but then we had a couple of other ones. John mentioning, of course, Phillips, Craig, and Dean with Turn Up the Radio, and then we had Mark from Eau Claire say DC Talk and Colored People, he said was one of his favorites on WIB back in the 90s there. And so we're going to move towards 9 o'clock and focus on the family, kind of going in the order that, taken in the order that they were received here, and we do have a Wayne Watson with Home Free. And that's from Toby from Stanley as we head towards that 9 o'clock.